This is the Anderson Files on PodClip. The Anderson Files is a look at commerce, investment, economics, and retirement issues that affect each and every one of you. Your host is Mike Anderson, Executive Vice President, Retirement Services, and partner of Finestone Partners. Finestone Partners is an independent firm with securities offered through Four Point Capital. And now your host, Mike Anderson.
The lingering issues of California Prop 22. Talking with me today is attorney Tom Mabee. For more than 30 years, Tom has provided practical counsel and representation to a wide variety of clients, including the Fortune 500, as well as mid-size and startup companies. While his experience includes a long stint as a litigation partner in one of the largest law firms in the country, for the last 17 years, he has been a sole practitioner. His current practice emphasizes two areas. First, representing primarily employers, and second, a focus on recycling law. Tom, welcome. Good morning.
Thank you, Michael. Good morning to you.
To start, could you give us a summary of what's occurred in California with independent contract workers over the last few years?
Sure. This was, for a very long time, a settled area of law. And by that, I don't mean that it was easy for lawyers to deal with, but at least the vague rules were well established. So in 1989, the California Supreme Court issued an opinion called the Borrello case, in which they encapsulated a series of different opinions and bundled them all together and came up with the criteria for determining whether or not someone was an employee or more properly classified as an independent contractor. And the Borrello test is what most of the employers in the state until 2 years ago understood to be the rule. That is, if you controlled the terms and the means of the individual's employment, you were an employer and they were an employee. And there were a whole series of indicia, and they were not just established by the court, but the IRS has its own series of indicia that basically follow a Borrello model. And it's a whole list of secondary factors. So do you work at the facility of the business or on your own facility? Do you have an independent business? Do you have other clients? Is this a full-time job or a part-time job? Do you use your tools or other people's tools? And no one of those factors was considered to be absolutely determinative, which was great for lawyers because that meant that you needed to go to a lawyer to sort of parse this out, unless it was really obvious that somebody fell way inside one side of the line or way inside the other. And so for 30 years, we blissfully practiced under the rules of the Borrello case. And then in 2019, the California Supreme Court issued another opinion in a case called Dynamics. And in Dynamics, the California Supreme Court revisited the definition of what constituted an independent contractor. And instead of readapting Borrello, what they did was adopt a test that was originally created in Massachusetts by the courts there. And it's called the ABC test because it has three parts. So the A part of the test is that the worker is free from the control and direction of the hiring entity. Well, that's basically Borrello. The B is that the worker performs work that is outside the usual course of the hiring entity's business. Now, that's the hardest one currently for most businesses to satisfy. And then step C is the worker is customarily engaged in an independently established trade, occupation, or business. And that may or may not be a tough hurdle to cross. But let me give you an example of where companies were failing to meet the B test. If you are a newspaper, not only do you have reporters and editors and printers, but you have delivery people. And you would send the papers out to be delivered to the various customers that you had. In the early 90s, many of these delivery companies, by newspapers and other companies who use delivery agencies, outsourced that function. Often, especially in the case of newspapers, they outsourced that function to the very people that had done the routes for them before and just encouraged them to form their own companies. And then they would hire these people under a contract. They'd no longer be employees. They would be independent contractors. Under the dynamics test, those delivery people are in the business, in part of the business of a newspaper, and they would not be independent contractors. And so the issue was crossed, and there was a mass panic after the 2019 decision. In mid-late 2019, the California legislature went and modified the rule a little bit by doing two things. They passed AB 5, which basically codified the ABC test. They said, this is the default. You have to satisfy the dynamics ABC test unless you fall into certain exceptions. And there are a whole list of exceptions listed in AB 5. Well, among the folks not accepted were delivery people, and not just newspaper delivery people, but delivery people such as who deliver meals to us during the pandemic, like Grubhub, and also drivers who work for companies such as Lyft and Uber were not accepted. And there were lots and lots of other groups not accepted out of that. AB 5 was a rush job and had some technical problems and was further modified this last year by AB 2257, which sets up a much clearer, although not crystal clear, but a much clearer set of exceptions, but still does not include delivery drivers. And when it was clear to Uber, Lyft, and Grubhub that they were not going to be included within the exception list, AB 2257, they started the initiative process. For those out there who are listening who are not in the delivery business, there are numerous exceptions to the ABC test in 2257 that I'm not going to try and list them all here, but there are significant exceptions. And you shouldn't read this and try and interpret it yourself. It is something you do need a lawyer for, and thank goodness for the legislature supporting us lawyers. There are lots and lots of exceptions. Now,
could you, without the whole list, could you name two or three additional industries outside of those companies that utilize drivers that are really being impacted? The entertainment industry, other industries?
So, for example, if you've got a company that does accounting and they hire some bookkeepers who are not CPAs, not licensed by the state of California, but are good bookkeepers, but they only hire them for, a temporary period of time, there was a question whether or not those bookkeepers were independent contractors or employees. Those folks, under dynamics, are in the same business and providing services to the customers of the accounting firm, and it is entirely possible they should have been properly classified as employees rather than independent contractors. And you can find similar examples in the entertainment industry. There were just lots and lots of people who were considered independent contractors. Maybe they did sound on a movie, and they had a business that did that.
I'm chatting with Tom Mabee, attorney, on California Prop 22. I'm Mike Anderson. This is the Anderson Files on podclips.io. Tom, to continue, to move to California Prop 22 itself, how did that get on the ballot?
Well, it got on the ballot because the sponsors, Lyft, Uber, Grubhub, and a few others, got the requisite signatures after they realized they were going to fail in the California legislature to be included in the exception list of AB 2257. And the three big ones each chipped in $50 million. Now, there was over $205 million by businesses contributed to the cause of supporting Prop 22. But that's how it got on the ballot, is monetary support. And you're wondering, goodness gracious, $205 million to support a proposition. Why would they spend that much money? And because estimates were that all of the sponsors as a group were likely to lose more than that on an annual basis if they had to reclassify their workers as employees. And this is why it's important that this classification for any employer is done correctly, because if you classify an individual worker as an independent contractor when they should be an employee, that means a couple of things. First and foremost, it means you're not doing withholding. You're paying them with a 1099. You're not doing withholding. And if they don't pay their taxes, guess what? The IRS may not bother to chase them down because now they're living in Arizona or Hawaii. They're going to come after you because you're the brick and mortar. You're the business that's solvent. And they're going to come after you not just for the unpaid taxes, but they're going to have penalties and interest on top of that. So it's very important for a business to classify these people correctly.
And Tom, California Prop 22 passed. And with it passing, what constituencies are happy with that?
Well, obviously, the sponsors. Let's be clear. Prop 22 was not a reversal of dynamics. It was a small amendment to the California statutory exceptions to dynamics. So it only applies to internet app-based delivery services. That is the very narrow eye of the needle that you pass through to qualify. And so that's the constituency that would be affected by this. Having said that, this is a proposition that passed by over 17%. It was 58.6 to 41.3. So this was an easy pass, and I suspect it was because of very, very effective advertising about workers wanting independence and freedom in the advertising that was on TV in the lead up to the vote.
And Tom, if you have a situation where a bookkeeper, a record keeper, a driver, they have their own business and they provide these services to many firms and entities, and a company retains them for delivery or for bookkeeping, maybe even just during a certain part of the year, do those individuals fall under the dynamics 2019, or where do they fall in the spectrum?
The default is they fall under dynamics, but after AB 2257, they might qualify under the business-to-business exception. And there are all sorts of little subpoints and technicalities to satisfy that. But the short answer is I think that's going to be the tunnels that trucks are going to drive through to be the exceptions to the ABC test. Is that if it is a true independent business and it has multiple clients and there are several other technical requirements, you need to have a written contract, it's got to state that how the compensation is going to go, et cetera, et cetera. But having said that, I think the business-to-business exception is going to be it. So, for example, UPS, their drivers are not employees of the folks who are taking our stuff and delivering it. That's a separate business. There are going to be other exceptions like that that people are going to fall into. But yes, there is a road to have those people remain independent contractors, but it's going to take some looking at because each factual situation is going to be a little different.
And Tom, on the flip side, with Prop 22 passing, who's happy? What constituencies are pleased with that?
Well, the businesses, but I suspect that this is also going to migrate to other jurisdictions. We've seen follow-up advertising during football games and other national programming on television about the joys of being an independent worker that are put up there by Uber and Lyft and Grubhub. I think that's to soften the ground for other states to adopt similar exceptions to clarify, I suppose, the independent contractor rule. Keep in mind, California is the most employee-friendly, worker-friendly state in the country, and not every state has the same kind of sharp delineation between independent contractor and not. However, the IRS, at least at a minimum, has an analog to what we call the Borrello rule, the old rule, the rule that still is in existence. Even if you have an exception to the ABC test, you still have to fall back on the Borrello rule in California. So you still can't control the means in terms of the hours, for example, that an independent contractor works. You can give them a task, but they get to control when and where they work.
I'm chatting with Tom Mabee, attorney, on California Prop 22. I'm Mike Anderson. This is the Anderson Files on podclips.io. Tom, with the result of Prop 22 known at this point, what are the lingering issues that you see going forward?
Well, one of the issues is whether other industries are going to try similar carve-outs. I think Uber, Lyft, and Grubhub, you know, my initial thought was that a lot of other businesses who are impacted by the Dynamics decision and haven't found exceptions satisfying to them in AB 5 and AB 2257 might try a similar proposition that carved them out. But in thinking about it further, I think that Uber, Lyft, and Grubhub are sort of in a unique position because it's hard to find an analog for these app-based businesses that would want to do the same thing and would have the same financial incentive. I mean, Uber, Lyft, and Grubhub have not turned profits yet, so their business models are still trying to be proven, whereas other industries, if they're making money and turning a profit, they may not have the financial incentive for survival that the app-based delivery services did.
Within other states, here we're talking within the context of California, but the other 49 states, how are they dealing with it? Are you seeing similar patterns? Is California kind of taking the lead on this?
The short answer is, Mike, I don't know. but I haven't read any similar or analogous events, although in any of the states that have some kind of tough rule about independent contractors, Uber and Lyft have already announced that they may proceed with similar propositions in two or three other states. So one can think of, and I don't know this for a fact, but one can think of places like New York and New Jersey where Uber and Lyft are certainly in business and active. Wherever there's a dense metropolitan population area, these would be places where those businesses might be impacted.
And with California Prop 22, from your perspective, would you say it is employer or employee friendly? And that may be a little loaded question depending on where you sit, but your take on it, stepping back from it, what do you think?
Here's what Prop 22 did. In exchange for ensuring that these individuals were independent contractors, what it did was really create a hybrid, because in order to qualify for the exception to the ABC test, Uber, Lyft, Grubhub, and anybody else running an app-based delivery service has to subsidize the health care premiums of the individuals. They must be compensated at a minimum of 120% minimum wage. If they receive tips, it has to be without any deductions by the employer. There has to be accident and disability insurance provided by the business. There must be clear termination conditions set out in writing, plus an appeals process. There are some good things for the workers, and in the ads, we had workers lauding this. Whether this is as good as being an employee, I think the answer is some question, because there was a reason these businesses wanted this proposal than characterizing these individuals as employees. But to their credit, they weren't piggy in the proposition, because if they hadn't added these safety nets, there would have been a lot more to complain about by the workers to the general public, and they may have had a very much more sympathetic ear. I mean, one of the important things is that these drivers can, except when they're on quote-unquote engaged time for one of the app-based delivery services, they can work for anybody else, any other business they want to, and it can be a competing business. So you can be an Uber driver in the morning and a Grubhub driver at night, for example, as long as you're only engaged, quote-unquote, with one of them at a time.
Tom, for listeners to reach you by email, phone number, website, can you share that with us?
Sure. The easiest way is to give me a call at 818-692-1237. That's the quickest, surest, and easiest way to get a hold of me. Happy to talk, get some brief answers if it's a simple question. If it's not, we can talk about that in a different way.
Thank you so much, Tom, for all your expertise and input on this very complicated labor subject. We really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.
Thank you, Daryl Wayne, engineer, Mark Allen, producer. I'm Mike Anderson, and this is the Anderson Files on podclips.io. Keep calm and keep listening.
You've been listening to The Anderson Files with Mike Anderson. Visit us at podclip.io and check on the financial box for more information on The Anderson Files.